You know, songs with heart, when you put your heart into the song. And then songs just for the music, or songs just for the words, are completely different. See, the songs that are dedicated to God are songs that are dedicated spiritually, representing who God is in our life as individuals. Now, God loves me and God loves you. And God created me and God created you. And God said that I have created each one of you for a special time period in life. Now, I know some people wish, well, you know, I'd born in the wrong generation, wrong century. I need to be, or, you know, I'd born too soon. I belong way up there. And some of them are way out, and it sounds like they're right on that one. But God says, no, you are where you are at the exact right time, and I have made sure that you are. Now, we think as we live life that that life is completely lived through. Or we think, you know, there's not much more that I can do. God said you couldn't do anything to begin with unless I gave you the strength, the power, and the authority to do it. So I want you to remember that as God sent his only begotten Son. Hey, Rachel, if we can, I'm going to ask you if you'll pan right over to the tomb and the cross here in a second. But first, I want, for those who are watching by our video streams and all, I want you to see, it began in a manger. Behind the manger that I have here, you will see a replica of the Ten Commandments. Jesus came to fulfill the law that those Ten Commandments represented. The law of Moses. So Jesus came to fulfill. So in that manger, he fulfilled that law. Then Jesus goes to the cross for you and for me. And then after he goes to the cross to die for my sins, to be the guilt offering for me and for you as an individual, when he goes there, he is taken down from the cross. And he is put in that tomb that you see represented in front of our cross. That's the story I want you to get throughout 2021 as we journey back and forth to the cross. Jesus said, whosoever calls on his name shall live eternally. Whosoever will, let him come. Recognize me as your Savior, and I will be your Savior. I will live in you. He comes off the cross conquering the sin for our life, goes into the tomb. While he's at it, he just goes ahead and conquers death. So everything that would make you fearful for life, Jesus conquered. And then he calls us to be a part of his community of faith. He said, I invite you, whosoever will, I want you to come. Come as you are. Come looking the way you look. You're already dressed. I gave you your skin. I gave you your heart. I gave you who you are. Bring that to me just like you are and be saved. I will touch your life. And God, when he promises that he's going to take care of you, he takes care of you. Amen. He will not only touch your life, he protects your life. He will give you courage, boldness. He will give you holiness that will set you apart from the world. So today we're going to go on a journey. That journey to the cross today is a no-excuse journey. I am so sick and tired of listening to a bunch of whiny people in a society that has been blessed by the hand of God. Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is you. Get over it. Get a life. You have been blessed mightily. Are you not breathing? Do you not have, Christian, listen to me, do you not have a direct line to your Creator? Have you not been promised that He will never leave you nor forsake you? Have you not understood that He never has and He never will? He keeps His promise to you, to me, even though we break our promise to Him. He's God that loves us. He's my Creator. And He said, I want you to understand, you have no excuse. Would you quit blaming everything on somebody else? Well, you know, that preacher, he didn't tell me about you, God. So how can you, God, judge me now that I am dead or separated from the body, standing before you? How can you charge me when Larry Vance didn't tell me about you? God says, get over it. No excuse for unbelief in God. You have no excuse for not believing that God exists. World, hear me well. God exists. And He has revealed Himself to all creation. Listen to Romans 1, verse 20. For since the creation of the world, that goes way back, don't it? For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, you know, I don't see the Holy Spirit, Brother Randy, but I feel Him and I see Him spiritually in my heart, in my life. God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen. I have spiritual eyes. You have spiritual eyes. You can't explain that. I had a little talk with Jesus last night, and the world looks at you like, you're really over that line, aren't you? Yeah, I am. I really am. Because I have a talk with Him all the time. Do you know that sometimes I pull off the side of the road because I get so excited that I think, you know, I'm going to be dangerous here. And I pull off right out here on so if you all see me out on Patriot Parkway, out here going from here to E-Town, and I see my truck off to the side. If you don't see me out, if I got a problem, I'm out waving my hand, stop. I don't care who you are. Stop. Help. I don't mind asking. But it just might be me sitting there talking to the Lord. Because when the Lord gets a hold of me, sometimes I really, really get excited. And it's not good driving when you're that excited. He also gives you common sense. Pull off, Larry. Let's talk this out. I pull off. Please don't call Faye and say, I think Larry lost it. I drove by his truck and there he was just a-talking and there's nobody in there with him, Faye. You ought to have something done with him. She did. She turned me over to the Lord years and years ago. I think I've been preaching now 47 years. But God touches your heart. Listen to me. Pull off the side of the road and talk. I don't know whether you all know Ron Lewis or not. Brother Ron used to be a U.S. congressman. Good friends. And I was blessed to have been a part of leading Brother Ron to the Lord in the earlier years of our relationship. And I remember one time he gave me a call. And he said, Larry, and I'd already baptized and everything, you know, he'd already accepted the Lord, been studying for a long time, and he called me, and he said he worked for a heavy equipment company, big-time money company. And he calls me. And I said, where are you, Ron? This right after cell phones came in. He said, I'm off the side of the road somewhere. And I said, something wrong? Yeah. I just wanted you to know and to thank you for this. I'm going to go as soon as I get in to the office. I'm going to quit my job and I'm going into ministry. And my heart just sunk. I knew that Kay, his wife, was going to kill me for that one. And I said, Ron, what are you talking about? He said, God has called me to preach. And I'm going to quit my job and go, and I'm going to preach. And then the vision came in to me. That's what happened to me. See, when God touches your life, then it doesn't matter who you call or who you talk to. You don't change that call from God. You don't change His direction or path for your life. I said, Ron, have you thought this through? And see, you realize things once you've been called into the ministry. Larry, did you think this through? I don't know how to think it through. People, I did not know how to think through the call from God. But one thing I did learn, just accept that call and let Him take care of the rest. And He did in Ron's life, He did in my life, and He said, I will do it in anybody's life because I exist and you have seen the evidence of my existence. Being understood from what had been made, so that men are without excuse. I have no excuse not to believe in God's existence. God said so. I've revealed myself to you. Don't blame Larry Vance. Don't blame any other preacher. I have revealed myself to you. So therefore, you stand without excuse in your unbelief. There'll be no arguing with God. But God? Nope. I showed myself to you. Then there's no excuse for worldly living. Here we go. Preacher getting nosy. Think of it this way. I'll talk to the preachers. I'll start with yours. No excuse for worldly living. If you, John 15, verse 19 and verse 22, verse 19 and 22 is the way I broke it down. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. This will tell you whether or not that you're walking with the Lord. You listen to me? As it is, you do not belong to the world. You see, when I said yes to Jesus, I was bought, paid for, by the blood of the Lamb on that cross. Victory on the cross for all the sin in my life. Listen to me, past, present, and future. Well, you know, if you sin after you're saved, you're going to hell. Oh, my word, folks, listen. You are a sinful creature. Do you hear me? I admit that I'm a sinful creature. I don't even know whether half the stuff that I do is sin or not. How would I know that? Because I am a human being with human faults and human failures. But there are some things that I do know, and I need to pay attention to what I do know. God will take care of what I don't know. So therefore, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Meaning, when you said yes to Jesus, He then pulled you from the authority of the world, the authority of Satan. You're just like Job now. You got me? You're just like Job. You're living in a world. The world hates you. The world's going to do everything it can to come after you. Every type of illness, every type of hurt, every type of pain, mentally, physically, totally psychological, spirituals coming after you. Your own family members will turn on you. You ever have that one? That's called life. And your pastor says, deal with it. The worldly living part, if a person is in the world, whether they're related to you or not, then they are serving that world. And if they serve the world, they're not going to like you. Have we got it straight? But I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Why does the world hate you? And please, Christian, I know that you have a heart. I know you have a great big heart. And you want to try to sometime please everybody. Have you noticed that? You know, I just want to please folk for right now. I got news for you. That don't work. But your desire to want to do it does. The Lord will take care of the rest. It's frightening, the world in which we're living in today. But I can assure you that that has been stated from the beginning of the church age. When Jesus established the church, members, the preachers, the apostles, all went through the exact same thing. Nothing unusual what you're going through. So therefore, make sure that you understand you have no excuse for falling for the world living. That is why the world hates you. If you had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. No, I misread that. Jesus says, if I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. Now, however, they have no excuse for their sin. You know what that means? That means Jesus came and he gave them his word. And every one of us who have been called to preach, we are obligated and called by God to give his word, not our word. Not our thinking. I'll give you my opinion on situations. I'll give you my opinion on politics. I'll give you my opinion on a lot of things in the world. And that opinion that I give you is about as good as your opinion when you give it. But when Jesus speaks, I want you to listen. Because he's called you above this. He calls you far beyond all of this. When the heart is right, the person that heart's connected to, spiritual heart, will get right. But that's the only thing that will change them, is a change from within. So we need that journey, no excuse. Larry, you've come to me in prayer again. Lord, I have no excuse for my actions. I ask you to forgive me and give me direction for the next minute. Because I just messed up a few seconds prior. Do you get it? On my own, I can't do it. On your own, it's impossible. But with this spirit that Christ has given us, take the journey. No excuse. Lord, I stand before you just like I am. That's the way I wanted you to begin with. Just as you are, let me clean you up. You are not going to clean each other up. Well, now, honey, you come sit beside me, and I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do. Well, that honey telling you that are messed up themselves. It's called human nature. We got a battle going on. This human part. And yet we know as Christians we're spiritual beings. So the battle is within us. And the separator is Jesus. The very one that saved my soul is the very keeper of my soul. The very keeper of who I am. the very speaker of his own words. See, it's not the preacher proclaiming that's the power. It is the Holy Spirit delivering the message to the heart, the spiritual heart of man, that has the power. It's when God is talking directly to your heart. Well, listen to me here, Christians. Now, this seems to be a problem that all of us have. And I want you on your journey to the cross to remember this one for sure. There is no excuse for judging your fellow man. Listen to me. No excuse for you bringing your judgment on your fellow man. What am I talking about? You do not have any calling or any authority to tell an individual they're going to hell. You hear me? I just saw what you did and you're going to hell for that. As chaplain of the prison system, I cannot give you a number of how many times that I would walk by a cell or because I would not do what an inmate wanted me to do. You're going to hell, chaplain. You're going to hell, chaplain. I heard that till I was just sick of listening to it. Because I know Jesus. I already knew that ain't happening. No hell going to see me unless Jesus takes a tour. I ain't going without him. Ain't happening. But people seem to say that. You have a right to judge between right and wrong. Are you hearing me? You can judge whether an action is sinful or not sinful. You've been given the blessing by God scripturally to do that. You got Bibles everywhere. The same word says the same thing. So God says this is wrong. You know that. But you cannot pronounce judgment of eternal damnation on another human being. That is sin. Listen to me. Romans 2 verse 1. You therefore have no excuse. Here we go. You who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself because you who pass judgment do the same things. All right. Listen to me well. Again, it's not the idea of you knowing the difference between right and wrong, sin and what's not sin, and you choosing not to sin. That's what we're supposed to do. But the judgment of your fellow man is not in your category given to you by God Almighty. He says, I am the judge. Jesus Christ knows how many chips I got missing in my brain. He knows how many chips have misfired. He knows that that computer up there just might not be working 100%. And then he is the one that, and the only one that has the authority of judging something that I do wrong. I am to tell folk, according to Scripture, this is wrong. According to the Word of God, thus saith the Lord. That's my obligation. I cannot save a person. I cannot save a person. I cannot save a person. A person is saved by the authority of God and God's Holy Spirit convicting that individual, and that individual knowing that God has touched him, and that individual says, yes, Lord, I choose you. Now, you and I have the call to make sure that we speak the word. But it's the word of God that does the changing. It's the word of God that does the judging. When Jesus comes for the final judgment and the final destruction of evil on earth, the scripture says it will be done according to his word. The very word that you and I have been blessed to get to study is the very word that will kill those who refuse to accept it. It's a word of the Lord, the Lamb of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And God says, you have no excuse. You and I have been offered an invitation by Jesus to accept Him. Every individual is offered that. It is your free will whether you accept that invitation or not. But now you listen to me, Christian. You do not have the right. Now listen. You do not have the right to turn down an invitation from Jesus for you to do something on His behalf. Well, Lord, I'd just soon you send another preacher while you mealy mouth, Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse Baptist. Stand up for the Word of God. Stand for the truth. If you get knocked down, oh, there'll be a good feeling getting up. Standing on the promises of God. Good song, Randy. Luke 14, verses 16 through 18. You get an invitation by Jesus, I encourage you, accept it, whatever He's calling you to do. Jesus replied, a certain man was preparing a great banquet. It's supper time, Brother Randy. A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. That this is Jesus saying, this is how it was. I invited the whole world and all those around. At the time of the banquet, He sent His servant to tell those who had been invited. Preachers, Christians, you're the servants. Come, for everything is now ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. Brother Ron Lewis that time, he didn't make an excuse. Larry, I'm called to preach. Ron, you're going to get me killed. I didn't have anything to do with any of it. It was the Holy Spirit touching all the way around. And He preached. And then when He went into Congress, time He got out of there, He was really preaching. Because He listened to the Word of God. Come, for everything is now ready. You're going to hear that one day, Brother Randy. You hear me, folks? Come, for everything is now ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, oh, listen to this one. This sounds worldly, doesn't it? The first says, I have just bought a field. And the money you let me have, Lord, I bought a field with it. And I must go and see it. Please excuse me. I got to go look at all that I have. That's cocky, don't do that. I got to go look at it, Lord. I pray you take every bit of it away and let them get back to the foot of the cross. Listen to me. Please excuse me. I got to look at my field. The other one, good gracious, you know what he said? He said, I have five teams of oxen that I have just got. Five teams. Two per team. 10 oxen. I just bought them, Lord. Now listen to me. I got to go work them to make sure they work okay. And then the other one, God bless him. Lord, I can't come. I just got married. Let me tell you something. You better get to the foot of the cross. You just got married. You just been blessed with so much of land and wealth, a miracle. Listen to me. Get to the foot of the cross. Because it's no excuse time. And you and I have no excuse not to accept the invitation that Jesus gives us on a daily basis. You've been invited, pull off side of the road and let's talk. You've been invited, share me with that individual. Just be there and glow for them. Smile at them. I'll take care of the rest. Just be about your Father's business, because that's the Word of God. And it don't get better than the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, We thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessings, the joy of salvation, for your great love. Touch us now, Father, as we understand we have no excuse for all the stuff that is going on within our life. Father, all we need to do is come to you. And you have promised, as you always have, you have delivered on those promises that you will take care of whatever the need is. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to even worship you. We ask now for the blessing as we go through the week. I pray, Father, your special touch upon each family that's represented, upon each one of your children, Father. It will be your special touch that will surround them this week as they travel, as they work, as they live a life that you've given. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. God really loves us. Express the love he's given you to someone else this week. Yes, you are capable of loving the unlovable. You know how I know? Because sometimes all of us have seemingly been unlovable, and God loved us anyway. God bless you.